Speed Learning, the success techniques for you and your life. Hello and welcome to Speed Learning, the podcast where you learn how to learn faster, remember more, and recall what you've learned with confidence. Probably the only podcast that is also available in German, French, Spanish, and Italian, and the links are in the description if you want to learn in many languages. Today, we're talking about a key factor, motivation. But not short-term motivation, instead, how to stay consistent long-term without pressure, stress, or burnout. Now, the problem is motivation is unreliable. Many people rely on motivation, but motivation is, as we know, inconsistent, mood-dependent, and unpredictable. So the result, sometimes you study a lot, and sometimes not at all. Now, motivation is a bonus, not a system. The truth, discipline isn't the solution either. Many people say, you just need more discipline. Well, that's not true, because discipline is exhausting. Discipline costs energy, and discipline doesn't last forever. What you really need is a system that works without motivation. So three pillars of long-term consistency. It comes from three things. First, clarity. Why? Why are you learning this? What do you want to achieve? No clear goal, no direction, and therefore no motivation to go that way. Second, simplicity. How? Small steps, clear structure, and no overwhelm. The simpler it is, the more consistent you are, and the more motivated, the longer the motivation will take. And three, visible progress. Small wins, measurable growth, and feedback, because progress motivates more than goals. If you are part of an organization that is working for environmental protection or peace in the world or protecting women from domestic violence, then you need small progress to stay motivated over a long period, maybe for years, to be involved in these projects. So the 1% rule, instead of thinking I need to study a lot, think I will get 1% better every day. So that's what keeps you motivated. That means small improvements, daily consistency, and long-term impact. And after 30 days, there's a massive difference. Especially in learning languages, 1% per day. I mean, that's not a lot, but after a month or even a year, it's tremendous. So, motivation through habits. Don't rely on motivation, rely on habits, and they will keep you motivated. Examples. What we've already discussed in previous podcast episodes is fixed time and clear routines and defined starting points. So, learning becomes not a decision, but a routine, and that's important. But the biggest danger, again, perfectionism. Many people think, I don't have time today. Well, we discussed that last time. I'll do it properly tomorrow. No, there won't be progress. It's better to be imperfect. Imperfect is better than nothing. Even 3 minutes count. Consequence and consistency beats perfection. And talent. So the minimum rule, define your minimum. For example, studying for 3 minutes or answering 5 questions or just reviewing one concept. If you do more, that's great. If not, that's still success. So the key idea is minimum beats zero. Let's do this now with our mini exercise. Define your learning goal now. I mean, you probably have the same goal over the last episode. So the goal is defined. Set a minimum, a daily minimum of 3 to 5 minutes and choose a fixed time. and that's your new system. I mean, if you sleep until 7 o'clock in the morning, you can choose 4 o'clock in the morning. You just tune the alarm and then you wake up, do your 3 to 5 minutes, and then you continue sleeping. This might also be an option. Okay, so let's come back to the summary. Key points. Motivation is unreliable. Systems be disciplined. Small steps are powerful and progress drives motivation. So you need to have measurable progress every single day. So your routine, if you have implemented it the way I have described in the last episodes, you have your daily routine of 3 to 5 minutes. And you need to clarify your daily progress. Then you're motivated. Okay? It's like the carrot in front of the donkey that keeps the animal moving. Success comes from consistency, not from motivation, but being successful will motivate you. That's great, isn't it? All right. So again, if this episode helped you, I'd like a nice review, and you may start your minimum system today. In the next episode, today is a very short one, and in the next episode we go further with how to take your learning to the next level with advanced strategies and shortcuts. For today, thank you for listening. See you next time, and remember, if you need help, you can always contact me. No, I didn't mean that. I meant you don't need to feel motivated. You just need to start. At the end, here's a quick insider tip. When I study a specific topic, I always drink the same coffee or tea as an anchor. I also add the medical mushroom Ganoderma lucidum, which supports my body and helps calm my mind while learning. You'll find the link to the products in the podcast's description.